Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Night Show, John Chuckery, Willie P. in for Chuckery on this Friday evening, and it's my pleasure to welcome in studio, before he gets on out of here, Mike Conti, of course, Hawks radio analyst, voice of Atlanta United as well. I had to grab you before you left today because I wanted to talk about what we saw on Thursday night, because I think when you looked at that totality with what Trey did, with what the young guys did, this is what this front office has preached over the course of the last year and a half. This is the part of the rebuilding process. This is when it starts to get fun, because now you're starting to see results, and I'm sure that was palatable in the building last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no question about it. I feel like you've actually gotten a taste of what we think the Hawks are going to become pretty soon, really over the last month. You know, since January 22nd, which was, I guess, a full month ago now, or as of tomorrow, a full month, Hawks have played 6 home games. They've won 5 of them, okay, and including some games against good teams. Clippers, Philadelphia, last night Miami, playoff team. But the other thing that stands out to me is Trey has become such a showman now, where some of the things he does out there, for lack of better terms, is just kind of Maravich-esque. Mm-hmm. That you had a crowd in that building Thursday night that was reacting to Trey and reacting to what the Hawks were doing as though it was Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals, when in fact it was their 16th win of the year. So I think, you know, it's so encouraging that you have a group that is playing well together for the most part. They're fun to watch. They're very entertaining. They're creating problems for a lot of good teams in the league. They are closing a lot of games out, and no one's happy with having 16 wins. But I guarantee you that won't be the last time Trae Young scores 50 points in a game. I can promise you that.
How encouraging was it, too, when the fact that they're still not whole, if they still haven't gotten the two pieces from the big trade deadline move that they made with LeBissiere and with Capella? Yeah, they had Dedmon, but he was not on the floor in that real key stretch. That was all done by the young guns.
It was, yeah, and Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter. I mean, if you look at the last 10 points of the game, the Hawks scored all 10. You had a big game-tying three by DeAndre Hunter. The play that won the game had nothing to do with Trey. It was Cam Reddish stripping Goran Dragic and going in for a dunk. That's enormously encouraging, because I feel like seldom this year have the Hawks had games where both Hunter and Reddish in the same game are giving you something positive. Last night you got that. Kevin Huerter gave you that. It was a relatively quiet night for John Collins, but it didn't really matter when it was all said and done. So, yeah, I mean, look, the Hawks are going to be fine. Are they one player away? They might be more than one player away. But Clint Capella, I think, is going to be that guy that's really, really going to help propel them. It's not going to be for this year. It's going to be for next year. I mean, they're going to be very, very cautious with bringing Capella back this year. I think you're realistic about the situation you're in right now. You're not going to make the playoffs. You're 9 games below the playoff line, 25 to go. You're not going to make it. So there's no point rushing a Capella back. But I think Capella is going to be a difference maker for this team, and I'm really eager to see it sometime soon, hopefully in the month of March, because the area where the Hawks continue to struggle is rebounding. Clint Capella will instantly change that.
Hawks radio analyst Mike Conti joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Willie P. in for John Chuckery. It's funny you mentioned Cam, because I think, like I've always said with you, I feel like you and me were kind of the lone rangers when it comes to Cam's development and saying, you know, wait and see. This guy is going to show you flashes. And I think he just kind of needed to come into his own. And I almost feel like he didn't really feel the pressure of it being a job at Duke. And I think that's why you saw a lot of the lack of mental awareness at times. Sometimes the play's taken off. Now he's starting to see it, and you're starting to see that player and the reasons why he was taken as highly as the Hawks did.
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. I haven't really thought of it that way. Something has clicked for him since the start of this calendar year. And maybe it was just one of those things, going to a teammate asking for help. Lloyd Pierce has worked very closely with him as well. And I think, if anything, this validates Lloyd Pierce as a player developer, which was his reputation coming from Philadelphia here to Atlanta. Cam Reddish is absolutely on the right track. And it kind of forces you to look at the Trae Young for Luka Doncic trade through a new prism, doesn't it?
Sure.
Because Reddish is part of the trade. And you have Doncic and Trae, who are elite players in this league right now. I don't think there's a whole lot that separates Doncic and Trae Young. But if Reddish becomes more than just a guy, and the Hawks seem to think he has a very, very high ceiling, and recent indications would seem to back that up, it totally changes the way that we're going to evaluate that trade. And then it becomes a clear win for the Hawks. But Cam's got to keep this going, and part of it is staying healthy, getting reps, getting through the season clean from an injury standpoint, perhaps going to summer league this offseason. I don't know if they'll make him do that or not, but, I don't think it would hurt for him. He's on the right track, and I think you saw a lot of very positive indications of that again last night.
What is different about Trae? And I'm not going to sit here and try to put a timeline on it or even try to point out a moment. I know a lot of people like to go back to, well, since Kobe's passing, people have said he's got a different gear. But I almost feel like it was before that, maybe even before Christmas, where you started to see certain things about him be resonated to the next level.
Yeah, I maybe it's confidence. I think it's just kind of like we talked about with Cam Reddish. He's played more games. He's getting additional minutes. Every game he takes another positive step forward. He's not a rookie in the NBA anymore. He's a confident second-year player who's just come back from an All-Star game. But it's like you said last night, he's never really lacked confidence. I think the other thing that's helped too, though, is his supporting cast has played better. Mm-hmm. And getting that supporting cast intact where John Collins can play and Kevin Huerter's not hurt, that's been big too. Because I think a big part of the story for Trae the first half of this year was a lot of unconverted assists because he was finding guys who were open and they weren't making shots. Now those shots are falling. The assists are being converted. And it's a little more risky for opponents to double team Trae because there are three or four other players out there on the floor who can score. So I think it's an assemblage of a lot of different things.
Talk with Mike Conti. Of course, you can hear him on the Hawks radio broadcast as well as the Atlanta United radio broadcast. That was an interesting environment we saw the other night in Matagua in Honduras, where Atlanta United goes and gets, I think, a much-needed result. They needed a road goal. They needed to go out there at least with a draw. And they put themselves in a very interesting position going into this game Tuesday night in Kennesaw.
Showed a lot of mental toughness. And I think compared to going to Costa Rica this time last year, they seem to be a lot more prepared for this challenge mentally. And I like the way that they closed that game out. If you look at how the MLS teams have played in this first leg of the CONCACAF Champions League, I think in the final 25 or 30 minutes of the five matches in which an MLS team has played, MLS teams are being outscored 7-1 in that span. Atlanta United did not give up a goal, nor did they score, but they did not give up a goal. Because, again, you're going on the road to play teams who are 2 months into their season, and this is your first competition. So very encouraging for Atlanta United, the way they closed that match out on Tuesday night. They're in great shape now to go through. All they need to do is win Tuesday night. Scoreless draw would get them through as well because of the road goal. But I don't anticipate Atlanta United will play for a scoreless draw on Tuesday night. They should feel pretty confident, especially if they get Mateus Hosetu in the lineup, which it sounds like they might, Jake Mulroney as well. So they'll go from not even being able to fill out a full 18 last Tuesday to now even having some lineup questions from a depth standpoint this coming Tuesday.
Yeah, I know that last year there was the learning curve for Frank DeBoer's system for a lot of the guys on this squad, who of course were with Tata and the championship team. How much of that learning curve will you see for these new players, that the large turnover we've seen come on with the team? Because I know a lot of people are wondering, okay, you're hoping it doesn't look a lot like it did last year at the beginning, where you have guys kind of going through some growing pains.
Yeah, I mean, everything does take time. I think more from a chemistry standpoint than anything else. It's not like in soccer you got to go learn a playbook. You know, it's just more chemistry and continuity and building those societies out there on the pitch. But this team has been together for a couple weeks now, even with the visa issues and the injuries and everything like that. I mean, it's been a long training camp. They've been in training camp since basically New Year's. So I think they're in good shape. You know, we saw in 2018, they brought in Eric Rometty in the summer transfer window because Darlington Nagbe was hurt. He fit in immediately, right away. So every situation is a little bit different. You had so much changing this time last year, because you lost your key guy, your catalyst, Miguel Almiron. You made the change at manager. You really were kind of reshaping the way that the team played. It's a lot more straightforward this year, so I don't anticipate the same kinds of issues straight off. The other thing, too, the schedule is a lot more manageable in terms of league play at the start of this season than it was at the start of last season. Big difference going to Nashville, an expansion team, as opposed to going to D.C., was one of the favorites to win the Eastern Conference last year.
Man is in the center of all the action and a lot of exciting times with both the Hawks and Atlanta United. Mike Conti, appreciate the time as always, Mike.
No problem.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.